All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Miami Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center. And, of course, you can hear our coverage right here on 560 WQM. Starting at 6:15 pre-heat with Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tighe. So you'll be able to hear the boys get you ready for this one. And what is our line for tonight's game? We got a game, Miami against Portland. And the spread tonight is the Heat are 10.5-point favorites against the Blazers.
Microsoft.
What the hell was that? That scared the holy hell out of me, Vlad. Whoa. Anyway, the also in action today, you got the Knicks and Nets. A lot of big spreads tonight, Jesus. Knicks are 12.5-point favorites in Brooklyn. Sixers taking on the Nuggets. Denver's a 12.5-point favorite. Of course, the Nuggets, the Sixers are dealing with all the injury stuff that they're dealing with. And then the Wizards visit the Lakers. The Lakers are 13.5-point favorites tonight. The one close line is the Magic being 1.5-point road favorites against the Raptors. So you got all that going for you. Last night in the association, the Cavaliers kicked the snot out of the Phoenix Suns 118-92. In that game, Bradley Beal had 5 points. They dropped to 21-21.
Are they in the play-in right now?
I believe they're out of the play-in right
now. Yeah, because the West, they have those.
It's a little bit more respectable records in the bottom of the West than it is the East right now.
Oh, okay.
But they are tied right now. Mm. They have the tiebreaker over Golden State, but they are both 21-21. Minnesota's really fallen off this year. They're 22-21. Kings have been kind of real.
In other words, they got big Frenchied.
Yep.
By the way, I want an apology from Leroy.
From what? Wait.
For what?
So, agenting is a word.
Oh.
I will apologize, but here's why I won't. Finish telling the story, because he thought he made up the word.
He thought
he made up the word.
I know,
he said, "Oh crap, it's a real word.
It's a real word."
So I can't let you just be all willy nilly with the English language.
But wait a minute. Okay.
Go ahead.
I did not know what the word was. Right word is. I just thought, you know how we just make up. You say a word and you know, like charger or chargering. You just kind of know what it is. So that's why I was saying, you know, the agent's gonna agenting. Come to find out, agenting is a word, and it means the business of acting as an agent for another person or entity. So I was right.
Kind of.
You use the English language at liberty, without knowing if it was a word. I'm apologize because I said it wasn't a word. And it is.
And liberty is justice and right.
But I'm not apologizing to you because your ass was guessing anyway.
Liberty is justice and right, and I was justified in using that word.
Did you know it was a word?
Did I know it was a word? No. But did I know the definition of the word? Yes.
Reminds me of when Robert Hunt scored the touchdown that he knew that he didn't know for him to score.
Oh, he was celebrating the touchdown. He said, yeah.
Here's a little bit more of Jimmy Butler. Frosty as hell on Friday. But he said he has no beef with his teammates with all of this. No.
Jimmy, last time we spoke to you, you said you didn't know if you'd be able to find your joy to keep playing here. Has anything changed in the interim? And do you think coming back and getting back out on the court, that could potentially change? Or are you still the same feeling that you told us 2 weeks ago?
I was told to say no comment, so no comment.
How does it like to actually hoop?
I've been hooping.
I know, but in a game tonight.
Oh,
I know
it felt good. First, yeah. No, I actually hooped. I played 5-on-5. It felt good to get out there and compete and actually run around with these guys. You know, as much as everybody may think, I don't got a problem with these guys. These guys are Okuda and my friends. Some of them tapped in, some of y'all didn't. Don't think I don't know that. My beef not with them and never will be, never has been. But it did feel good to get out there and play some basketball.
Kevin has tried.
All right. Well,
I mean, he sounded like that part of it was real while making his point. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to tell you this. Like, I never know how to handle situations like this as a teammate, right? So when Eric got traded, right, I was like, somebody called me and told me, but I was like, should I call Eric? I don't really, you know. Like, the cell phone thing wasn't, you know, as big now. It costs you like
you could just hit a text.
Yeah, it costs you like a dollar a minute. So
too expensive.
Yeah.
Wishing you well. Send him a letter.
So my thing was, I didn't know how to go about it since somebody called me at 8 a.m. and let me know. You know, and you know, the media has a way with asking things. Like, they won't ask, hey, you're sorry to see your boy go because y'all live right next to each other for the last 4 years, did a lot of stuff together, whatever. No, they say, now that you the guy. Like, the questioning. So it was always an awkward situation.
Truly, but truly, though, like, if I'm a teammate, right?
Right.
And you've now had this bleed into your job, which is supposed to be playing professional basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to be like, hey, good for you, man, no matter what, you know, you do you. Like, if I'm a teammate, I'm going to be like, you really thought this wasn't going to happen?
So,
like, is a teammate supposed to have sympathy for this?
There's a rule, and a lot of coaches will say this at the start of every season, right? Once you come into this room, leave your egos at the door. This is not about you and the organization. This is not about you and the coach. This is about learning to play with one another. That's what camp is, learning about one another, learning how to go to battle with one another, learning how to play with one another, trying to get a good fit with quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, offensive linemen, defense, and so forth and so on. So if you come in there with a different agenda, usually somebody else will call you out on it, no matter who you are. And it becomes harder in football to do something like that because there's so many moving parts. Because as a wide receiver, if you complain about not playing and you don't go out there and ball, the quarterback can just throw it to somebody else.
Kenneth says, is Jimmy Butler the highest paid player on the team? Only by $15 million this season.
So I don't know how, when he kind of says, I got no beef with the guys in the locker room, while saying I have a beef with guys who didn't basically have my back or whatever. I don't know how you do that.
Jarrell says, but Spo and Pat are perfect guys.
Yeah, no, listen. See, and here's the problem, okay? You can make it about Spo and Pat and Jimmy. But when it's time to play basketball, the only people that are affected by this are the other guys on the court.
Well, that's the thing that's been like.
And that's all I'm trying to say is that Jimmy got to make good with them. This ain't got nothing to do with Pat, nothing to do with Spo. When it gets down to it, those guys need to feel that you're going to go out there and do what you need to do. Otherwise, it makes everything an uncomfortable situation, which is where we are.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, you're doing some, you're pulling methods and doing whatever you have to do to get out of here because you feel some type of way about how Pat Riley handled the end of last year, which I agree. I don't like that he said the keep your mouth shut part.
Right.
You know, I don't.
Even
I don't,
though you asked the question.
But I wasn't expecting that answer. All right?
Hold on. Silly Sauce asks questions in a way that promotes Silly Sauce.
Whatever, dude.
Really?
The point is.
So you was just asking.
Was it too much? Sure. Okay. But like, you're gonna believe this whole thing of like, oh, Eric Spoelstra was calling, he was setting up the team to freeze out Jimmy Butler. It's like, come on, dude. Like that's what you're really gonna buy into that. that the team was trying to freeze out Jimmy Butler. For what? Why would they want to do that? Why not just trade him in the offseason if that was the case? Like, they had already made their stand of not paying.
Perfect analogy, Smeathan. You just douse the heat house with gasoline and then don't know why it burned down.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Right.
But he doesn't like how the house
burned down. See, here's the thing. If you had a problem with, you know, these situations, remember Zoe had it. Well, remember D-Wade, Shaq.
Every superstar.
Any superstar. Mm-hmm. But here's the one thing they didn't do. They did never not play.
Maybe a little LeBron in that 2014 finals.
Kind of whoa, 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 whoa. No.
Dude, go
no,
back.
No.
Kind of coasted a little bit, dude. He kind of did. Yeah, and all of a sudden, by the way, I had cramps.
Time out. That was game one. That was game one.
Go watch game three and four, dude. Like, he was stat padding like a mother bleeper.
Because the whole team stunk like Pepe Le Pew.
Interesting.
The only guy that did anything series.
Wait, basically you're complaining about what LeBron did, but you do realize if Jimmy would take some of that control, that the team would be better.
I don't understand.
So when the team is struggling, if he would go out and get his, that the team would have a better
I don't doubt that Jimmy Butler, when the team has been struggling or missing pieces, like Jimmy Butler in the playoffs has been tremendous. Like he is.
How long ago was that?
A couple of years ago. I'm not. But
a couple of years ago.
You're acting like.
No, but we go. How far back are you going to go? Before.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because as you get older, things change.
Okay, but you're.
So you
like,
keep going back a couple of years ago.
Like, you're acting like Jimmy Butler's never.
No,
lifted,
I never said that.
Anywhere.
Don't say I'm acting like. Don't say I'm acting like. I'll tell you exactly how I'm acting because I'm telling you. That was a couple of years ago. As you get older, you can't turn it on and off like you want to. So when you say, oh, he did it a couple of years ago in the playoffs, well, he tried to do it last year and it didn't quite work out.
A little cruise control-y.
Okay. I mean, and you think you can do that at 35? No, you can't.
No, but you're missing my point. I'm telling you, LeBron.
You're missing my point. No, you just said I'm accusing him.
The 2014 finals. I'm telling
see,
you.
See, look.
It's a
you see what he did? How far he goes back?
No, I hate that.
Well, you just said nobody's ever done it.
I really hate that 2014 finals. I hate when people take shot at the 2014 finals.
Why?
Because Dwayne Wade was a shell of himself.
He was. His knees were.
Chris Bosh was not the same player.
Chris Bosh won the only game in that series.
Are you kidding me?
He did.
LeBron won game two for you guys.
What? Chris Bosh, bang!
28, 8, and 8, 57% from the field, 48% from three-point line, led the series in every stat.
And quivered anytime Kawhi Leonard came in the game.
No, but he realized.
We all saw the tape.
He all realized.
We all saw
like,
the tape.
Yeah, I don't have anybody. My boy is on shot
I don't
legs.
Anybody.
I don't.
Well, you know what?
See. We can I'm all sure, look at sports
hey, guess,
and come
guess
up
what,
with a
few years ago, I'm sure Dwayne Wade looked around and be like, I can't believe what he's doing to JJ Barea. Hey, that's not Gary Payton, dude. It's not the glove. Anytime you want to go, 8 points. 8 points, LeBron. All right.
Hey, why?
He's still bitter about last week when the Lakers beat the Heat. That's why he's taking shots at Pat.
He's just too old to be doing that.
I mean, he's taking shots at Ron.
He's too old. Why is he still doing that at that age?
It's what we call an anomaly.
Did you have you ever seen the meme that somebody did put 10 years ago? Yo, LeBron's turning 30. This effery's going to stop soon.
Yeah.
And then he had to put a post. Yo, LeBron is 40 now. This effery's going to stop soon. And I'm like, how long are you going to keep on putting that? Until what, 50?
Hey, listen, JJ Redick, don't lose to the
Simbo
Wizards.
Simbo Slice say LeBron needs to take a nap.
He does. No, he's not taking a nap.
Timbo's
so spot on. But JJ Redick, hey, JJ, don't lose to the Wizards tonight, dude. Don't lose to the Wizards.
So, like, yeah, man. Like, I get it. I just, but what you saying, like, he's saying LeBron didn't have anybody else. So he was the leading scorer, rebounder, and assist guy, right? I'm like, that's what I think I want Jimmy to be. When he sees that how a game is being played out, and you go, oh, he's coasting until the playoffs. But no, like I need you to be the guy.
I understand.
And so you it so
well now why, he's not doing
we, no now very, we're not talking about now, but we've had this conversation before now, and you would say, oh, playoff Jimmy, oh, the January Jimmy.
1 year I was right, 1 year I was wrong.
But you can't pay a guy for that. You need to know every night that that's going to be the guy and that you can count on him for knowing when to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, oh, well, don't worry, he'll be Jimmy in January.
Well, not
oh, don't
anymore.
Worry.
I mean,
no, but I'm just saying, we've been doing this for 3 years.
Two. I'm not counting this
out
year.
Out of the play-in.
I'm not counting this year.
Out of the play-in.
Yeah, one was incredible. One
yeah, but
in
you
face.
Get – that's an anomaly.
In fairness, though, he didn't get to play that game.
That was an anomaly. An anomaly. You understand that, right? To be the eighth seed and be able to go to the finals?
Is it an anomaly?
Yes, it is.
If he's beaten Giannis multiple times, is
no.
it an anomaly?
Each year is different. And, yes, if you're the eighth seed and you go to the finals,
but they were an eighth
it's
seed,
an anomaly.
Okay, but they were an eighth seed that was two games out of being the four seed.
That don't matter.
It does matter.
It still counts
you
as being an eighth seed.
It. It just, you gotta
and if Jimmy would have played more games, they would have been a two seed.
Okay, fine. But you
that,
like,
what I'm saying is this. That's the guy you need or you depend on to be out of that stuff.
I agree.
And that's the guy,
but
if he plays 10 more games, you're not even in the play-in.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep telling me what he could do if he does this. And I'm like, okay, but they're paying him to do that. They're paying him not to be, to turn it on. So they're not in the play-in.
I agree. He believed too much in his mythology last year. And that bit him in the ass.
You too.
I did.
You too.
I did. But you we had these same arguments 2 years ago, and he made me look like a genius. Last year, he made me look like a fool.
Yeah, because, being an eighth seed and going to the finals is an anomaly. I don't care what you say it is. I don't care how far you were from two.
It's
an anomaly. It never happens.
But again, put the context into it because they lost a play-in game, which kicked them down. Like, in a regular year, they would have been the seven seed, okay? And it was like a two-game difference between that and the four seed.
I don't care about that. They are what they were.
Okay.
But like you say, oh, but that was one game.
But you're making it seem like they were under 500.
No, I'm not. Wait, just because I say they were in the play-in? I didn't give a crap what their record was. They were still in the play-in. The play-in is the play-in. Not, two games away. Again,
the, is
very
not the
next
play-in.
Year. The
you
very
can't
next
just say that.
If you're in the play-in,
you need
you're
to
in the
context
play-in.
The play-in.
No, you don't.
You do.
Why?
Because
if you're in the play-in,
not all
in the play-ins
are equal.
Dude. See, Vlad, this is where he goes when he realizes that he sounds crazy, right? That he goes to Silly Sauce. And then he tries to make me mad.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go, it could be something, it could be nothing. You know?
So that's where, not all plans look alike. Sure, they do.
They have,
but here's what all plans look like down here. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if I'm in the Heat organization, this is how I look at all plans. If at any one of those times Jimmy had played five or six more games, we wouldn't be in this situation.
They had more wins.
So how am I going to pay him 2 years from now if we're still hoping that he can play enough games so we're not in the damn play-in?
They had more wins last year than they did the year that they went to the finals.
Every year's different, dude.
No, you just
every
told
year's
me
different.
You just
every,
told me the play-in's the play-in.
Yeah.
You just told me that.
The play-in's the play-in.
They had more wins last year.
But last year's
where
last
year. They
did year.
Pull it off than last the year they did pull it off.
Just like in football, sometimes 11-5 would get you in the playoffs, and other times it didn't. Ask the Patriots.
I think you're Buxton.
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
I mean, 14-3 can get you a number one seed, or it can get you a wild card.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Every year is different.
You just told me the play-in was the play-in.
No, I'm saying if you qualify for the play-in, you're in the play-in. I don't.
No, you need to walk
like
back.
Like, you're trying to say it has context. It doesn't have context.
Either the play-in is the play-in, or you have to have context on the play-in.
No, the play-in is the play-in. Wait, if you start the season and you end up in the play-in, I don't give a crap what your record is. This year, you qualify for the play-in.
Okay.
You can't say, oh, but we had more wins than last year. You know what? If a team you didn't like used that as an excuse, you would light them on fire.
But if they go in advance, what's the difference? Like, you
every season is different. Right? Every season is different. This year, 11-6 may qualify for something. Next year, that same record may win you the division. Like, every year's independent.
You're boxed in, dude.
I'm not boxed in. Why are you telling me, oh, but so I could say this? Oh, but 2 years ago, they had a better record than they have now, but they were in the play. No, this year is this year. It might take more to qualify for the play-in than it did in years past because all the other teams are getting better. What I'm saying is that each year you qualify for what you qualify for. The record speaks for itself.
Okay, but the record was better last year.
What does that have to do with it?
Because you're saying that.
What does last year have to do with this year?
Because you're saying the play-in is the play-in. And 1 year of the play-in, they made it to the finals. And 1 year, they got bounced.
But you still qualify for the play-in.
They had a better record last year.
I don't care.
It's just a made-up thing.
The record doesn't matter.
Adam,
your record qualifies you for where you are in the playoffs. So if they don't make the play-in this year and they have the same record as they did last year.
You think they're a better team?
What do you mean? Do I think they're?
I'm saying, let's say the Heat. Let's say the Heat.
He got you.
Let's say the Heat finish with 45 wins.
Just got you
they
right now.
They say they finish 45 wins, but they're a 6th seed.
Yeah.
Is that a better season?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they qualified higher.
Competition was worse.
No, they qualify higher.
That's kind of silly, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's kind of silly. Every year is independent. Every playoff season is independent. So I guess here I give you one. Here's one better for you.
All right, but we gotta go to break.
No. Would Florida State qualify for the playoffs this year?
Probably.
Why?
Because there were more teams
available. They were undefeated.
There were more teams
available.
So what? There are more teams available. There's more spots.
Okay. But they would have qualified. Every year is different. But this year would have been different than last year.
Because there's more spots.
All right.
Back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop massive savings on a massive Chevy inventory, all backed by Morse at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. Visit EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 305-567-0560. Thank you, South Florida, for making Kendall Toyota the number one Toyota EV dealer in the nation. Rev up your ride with $7,500 lease cash and drive in
timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-384-7878. 800-384-7878. 800-384-7878.
For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, call or text our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners at 954-610-9383. You get some new clothes for Christmas, they're too big or too long, A&T Dry Cleaners can help them fit perfectly again. They have a seamstress on site who can do same day alterations. Just text or call our guy Ira and he'll save the day. 954-610-9383. Mention Tobin and Leroy for 25% off your order. They'll even pick up from you and drop it off. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry! Hey, boy.
Let's get to 15 Minutes of Heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Call 832-930-6181. So you're telling me you got attacked by a lizard this weekend?
So here's what happened. So when I get up in the morning, like, first of all, the weather has thrown my pre-golf routine off kilter because the pool water gets too cold. so it takes too long for the jacuzzi to heat up. So I'm off of that. So now I got to do mostly indoor stuff. So I do a little stretching. I get my, you know, I got my little thing for my neck. I lay on that, stretch, you know, get it back loose. And then I get on my little upside down thing.
Your right? Batcave.
Yeah. So I get up on there and I'm laying and I'm leaning back and I look. And, you know, the Christmas tree is still there because, I mean, for some reason, they picked up Christmas trees on the first.
Man, which they gave me no wiggle room.
Right, exactly. So we missed it. So we go back. So I'm laying back, feeling good, get my little stretch on or whatever. And I open my eyes and I'm looking in the tree. I'm like, I'll be damned, that tree is moving. Yeah, like I see some limbs or something. I said, what the? All right. So I close my eyes and I open it again. I'm like, and I see it moving in another spot. Then all of a sudden I see this. A lizard jumped. And now I'm upside down. I can't get up, you know? So I'm like, boom, right on my face. I'm like, and nothing came out. I'm like.
Where are your hands?
Hey, yo.
So it all looked like this?
No, not a tree. No, it was like this big.
So like a curly tail lizard?
This big. Sorry. I was so terrified.
Was he excited?
I couldn't quite identify him. He did like a hit and go, right? He landed, and I moved, and he jumped back off.
Oh.
Right? But I was like, wait a minute. Did he think I was?
Yeah, you thought you were a female.
No, dude.
You think the lizard was horny?
Yeah, I think the lizard was horny.
I don't know why he was playing in them trees. So now I'm like, hey, this tree got to go, right? I'm not going to be up here.
So you killed one of Marcos's...
I didn't kill him.
You killed one of Marcos's...
I didn't kill him. He jumped off. When I guess we realized I moved. He's like, uh-oh.
You did that to one of Marcos's family members, his relative.
First of all, I wouldn't smash a lizard on my face.
That's why Marcos is not here this week. He's in mourning.
Morning. But I was like, wow. It was crazy.
The heater back in action tonight. We're excited for Tall Time. Excited for Jovic.
There's got to be a beer or a drink called Tall Time. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
There's Tall Boys.
So, Tall Time.
I know
time.
When we go to, what's the name of that restaurant?
At the Heat House?
No. The restaurant, the like sports bar that has the big giant
yard.
I want money for this. You can have Tall Time, right?
Which is, can I just tell you, I appreciate the big drink and everything, but if I walk by you and I see you having to stand up to drink your beverage, you look ridiculous.
I understand.
Yeah.
What if you do a Tall Time, right?
Tall Time?
And what's this? One is $7, and then you have get a bigger one for $13, even though it would be the other way around because Khalil is bigger than Bam. But you could have a...
What about a 2 for $20?
There you go.
2 for $20.
There you go.
No, you got to give a sale.
That is a sale. 2 for $20.
2 for $20 on beer is a sale.
That is.
Oh, really? At a game?
I don't buy beer, so.
At a game?
How much is a beer?
At the game, you get a
toy. How much is a beer?
It's like $7.
Like $15
apiece. Oh, at a game? At a game, it's like $13 to $15. But if you can get, if the Heat
really?
Are smart, they would do a 2 for $20 Tall Time drink with one of their local
beers. I'll report back on that tonight, but I'm pretty sure it's like $13 apiece at least.
That's crazy.
But they give you a big one. Tall boy.
Huh?
Tall boy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's another reason why I'm down. I don't really drink beer. Because the amount of beer that I would have to get for my money and the fact that it doesn't stay cold, that's what bothered me. Warm beer is for the birds, right? And warm beer is disgusting. So if you get too much beer and you don't drink it fast enough, the bottom of your beer is hot.
All I need to do is I just need to everybody to realize that we watched a moment on Sunday, okay?
Who had that on their bingo card?
That
two NFC East teams in the championship.
Don't dismiss what I was talking about. But we watched them. You want to talk about the NFC East, and I'm trying to tell you, dude, that we watched Khalil Ware dominate Victor Wembanyama. Dominate him.
Stop.
He dominated him.
Why? You know what? See, you guys don't get it. I'm going to tell you this. You guys on Twitch and Twitter, Leroy doesn't pay attention. He just not even listen. I sense this coming, and I try to look at something else.
Why?
Because I know
why aren't you excited?
Because I know you're trying to be crazy right now. Nobody was more excited than who? Nobody's been asking for Tall Time more than me, right? So I get it.
He took out Wembanyama.
But to say
he did not take,
he took him out.
He took him out. This is out. Why, can I just tell you, this is why you and Solana can't do a show together.
Why?
You know why? Because it spreads like a disease. Like y'all like Outbreak Monkey. And y'all collectively have all these crazy thoughts. And now Solana's gonna come here and talk about how Khalil Ware dominated.
He did.
He did that yesterday. He had the whole, the whole show.
Exactly.
But he did. He dominated.
He dominated what?
Victor Wembanyama.
So can I say Victor Wembanyama dominated him too?
No, his team lost by 20. Why would you say something that's false?
See, but you put him on his team. But
he is the...
There we go. See, so this is based on whether your team wins or not.
It's also, but Khalil had a better game.
Yeah.
By far.
But it doesn't mean he dominated Wemby.
Dominated him, dude. Did you see that
he
bucket?
He did not dominate
him. Did you see him score over the... Victor Wembanyama...
That's one bucket!
No. It was not.
See
one
what I mean, Vlad? Here we go.
It had Where's never Solana? Happened in
Solana's
Victor Wembanyama.
Solana's locked and loaded
Leroy,
to come and continue this.
It wasn't one bucket, okay? Is Ray Allen's shot the shot? Is it just 1 3-pointer? No. I'm telling you.
Wait.
That bucket.
Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on.
Yes, it is.
Hold on. Leroy,
it is one. You don't call it
wait
the
a minute.
Shot for nothing.
Tobin, are you trying to say that one bucket by Khalil Ware?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, dude.
It's almost as significant.
I tried.
I'm telling
of
you,
a moment.
I tried
like Ray Allen's 3-pointer to Game 6.
Flat,
it's one of those big moments.
Flat, in 20 years, we're going to be sitting here, and Eric Reed is going to be doing the halftime ceremony of Khalil Ware's jersey retirement. And we're going to be going back to, we all remember that game against the Spurs back in January of 25.
Dude.
Let us look to the floater. Right over Victor Wembanyama.
Hey.
And that buoyed a legendary career.
Tobin is Khalil unaware.
I'm just, look, laugh all you want, but I'm telling you right now.
Hey, this is, listen, the people are, I try to change it up, but they know. Tobin has been waiting to assemble this Acme product.
Leroy, I'm telling you, we're watching right now a moment in time with Khalil Ware. This guy,
you act like I haven't been
begging. Why aren't you on my side?
Because you go too far.
I'm not going too far. He dominated him. Cooked him.
Cooked him, Mr.
Cooked him.
Dude, 2 for 10 and 1 for 7. And both people.
He walked off that and he had Wembanyama souffle. That was what we had.
He had a Wembanyama souffle.
That's right.
A Wembrulé? Is that what you're trying to say?
Dude, a Wembrulé.
A Wembrulé.
Tobin is Patrick Mahomes.
Don't lash out at me.
He actually said that yesterday. We were saving it for today.
Oh, okay.
Brilliant.
Dude, I just think you go too far.
I'm not going too far.
You are.
Dude, I'm telling you
It's just like if you haven't played in the NBA long enough unless you got dunked on. Uh-huh. Everybody gets dunked on.
Not by Duncan Robinson. That's a short list.
What?
That's a short list by Victor Wembanyama.
He wasn't the guy that got dunked on.
He got dunked on, dude.
He was just in the vicinity.
He got dunked on.
If you're in the vicinity.
You know what he made? You know what the kids say he made? He made a business decision.
He was in the vicinity. You don't want to. You could get dunked on by Ja. You can't get dunked on by Duncan.
Somebody said it's ironic because Tobin is Heat Leroy Jenkins.
No, I'm not.
You do come out.
You're not coming in hot with this, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Witcher.
We are watching.
And it ain't someone. That was Dave South.
Oh,
J-Fig?
Dave
South. J-Fig? Are you sitting here telling me you're not watching Heat games with Khalil Ware and saying sky's the limit for this kid?
Tobin, I'm not looking at it like you. Like, you're going overboard.
What are you looking at?
I was with you. I was with you until
you don't think that he dominated Victor Wembanyama?
You also compare him to Ray Allen in the last 10 minutes.
I'm just saying, you're saying one shot is just one shot, but sometimes one shot is not just one shot. And I'm telling you right now, that shot he hit over Victor Wembanyama is going to stand the test of time.
No.
Not if don't say that.
It started his time, but don't.
They could sell, JFK, they could sell the wrist, the ball over Wembanyama's palm going into the room. They could sell that as a shirt at the Heat store.
Okay.
And it would go off like hotcakes, okay? The warehouse is open for business, dude. If you want to come
why
in here,
does it
that's
have
fine.
To, why does it have to go off like hotcakes?
Hot
you hungry?
Dude. Yeah, always.
Where is as skinny as rookie Durant? No, Durant's still skinny.
By the way, have you seen Where's Brother? He has a brother that's taller than him.
He does?
Yes.
Taller? Yeah.
Where does he go to school?
What? I'll send you the picture. It's ridiculous. They, you know. I was like, wait a minute. He had a brother that's taller than him?
Yeah.
Ware has two brothers, Javaris Ware and Cassius Spate. How about that? Jamarcus Ware. Javaris Ware. Huh?
Well, I'm a little hesitant of dealing with Jamarcuses. That last one didn't go so well.
Wow. How about that? North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wait, is that the brother on the left?
What? No,
that's Kalel.
You think Ben and Amy and Jax will send us this in the group text? Nah, that's his brother, bro.
So who's he standing next to?
Some of his teammates.
Oh, his teammates. Well, sorry,
his brother's apparently 6'11", but he's only 18. Wow. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
It is exciting. Dominated him, dude.
You know what? I got to tell you. Hmm? You have ruined the experience of Tall Time.
No. You can't say I ruined the experience.
You messed up Tall Time. You messed up the happy hour of Tall Time. You just messed up the happy hour.
You messed up the happy hour. Okay. We're all excited. Well, and you just ruined it.
No, you think you ruined it.
Bum. What are you talking about?
You ruined it.
I didn't ruin it. You ruined it. You called it the greatest shot since Ray Lewis.
Yeah, Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Ray Lewis' shot would have been on Eddie George, but I don't think Eddie would have liked it. But I'm just saying, that's you.
Ray
you
Allen. That's
you
what you
did.
Just
OD.
Said.
Now you're OD.
He always overdoes it, dude. He always too much. Right. Like he needs to get a bigger reaction out of us.
When I give you your 500 for the rookie of the year, you remember this conversation.
I'm in. I'm not saying I don't have. See, why do you take two conversations that are going in two different directions?
I convinced you
and try to make them near the same.
You just don't want to agree with me today, but that's fine.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, he got a chance. He got to play in the rest of the games. All that's great. I don't believe Spoelstra going to play him that much.
No, he is.
So not. But here's the other thing, right? You saying he dominated Wembanyama?
Dominated. That's
too much.
The business.
He had a good game.
He gave him the business.
He had. Give me the business. I'd like to give you the business. And I ain't talking about a cheeseburger and fries either.
We got to go. That's our show, everybody. Bye-bye. He'll save the day in a pinch.
Afternoons in the sports world are made better by Hawk and Crowder. Lots of football talk. Heat, Panthers, and Inter Miami.